We bring on now, for the first time on this very program, rookie Phillies infielder, utility man, does it all, really. I don't even know what to say where he plays at this point.
I know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, but he's getting it done, and we appreciate him taking the time. Scott Kingery joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great, man.
Boy, Scott, you guys, you know, the organization decides to do something pretty unprecedented with you. They sign you to that contract and get you up here right out of spring training. What did that mean for the team to do what they did and offering you that contract and get you up here right away?
I mean, for me, you know, it just kind of shows the type of faith they have in me and, you know, the confidence they have in me to be able to perform at this level. And, you know, for me, just to be able to start off the year with the team and kind of, you know, build on that chemistry that was formed in spring training. It's really special for that to happen and to begin the season with the team.
Yeah, what about from your side? I mean, because it looks like what could be a really team-friendly deal as these years click on and you perform to the level that we all think you're capable of.
I mean, you know, for me, it's a chance for security and, you know, just set for life. And the way that, you know, the Phillies feel about me, and my main goal was to get up here and just help the team win in any way I could. So, you know, for me, it wasn't all about the money. It's just about, you know, being up here with this group of guys, this young, talented team, and just finding a way to win every day on the field.
We're talking with Scott Kingery on the Comcast Business Hotline. Scott, you've gone through the levels here to get to the big leagues. You're in the big leagues now. As you know, you're playing at the top level with the best players in the world. What's been the one thing that's really stuck out and go, okay, this is the big league now. I really understand why this is the elite level in all of baseball.
You know, for me, I think the consistency of the level of play gets better each level you move up. And, you know, now you got guys here, and, you know, just speaking of pitchers, they'll find exactly what you don't like to hit at the plate, and they're going to attack that every single time, and they're not going to miss. So it's a game of adjustments, and, you know, there's going to be some adjusting to do here pretty soon.
Well, we talked about, you know, we brought you on. You play so many different positions. You're capable of going everywhere in the field. It's hard to introduce you as, you know, second baseman or whatever. What is your best position? What's the one you enjoy playing the most?
To be honest, I enjoy playing everywhere. It's a challenge. And, you know, I'm kind of learning on the go. You know, I don't have too much game experience at all these positions. Obviously, second base is my natural position. But, you know, the more game action and game experience I get at third base, shortstop, and these outfield positions, you know, the more I'm learning and the better it feels out there.
We're talking with Scott Kingery on the Comcast Business Hotline. I think it was against Cincinnati where you had the grand slam. What's that moment like for a young player in Major League Baseball? Because that's the one when you're a kid and you're playing with your buddies and you're doing the
bases
commentary.
Are loaded.
Yeah. You're doing the commentary along with it, you know, and you hit a grand slam. That's got to be a really rewarding feeling.
Yeah. And for me, I think that was my first grand slam since maybe high school. So,
are you kidding me?
I didn't have a grand slam, you know, in professional baseball yet, so. For me to be able to do that, you know, that early on in my MLB career is pretty special. And, you know, it was pretty surreal just seeing the ball carry over the fence. So teammates were fired up, and it's awesome to come in the dugout when everyone's fired up for you.
Is there a guy in Major League Baseball now, or maybe when you were, coming up as a real young kid playing the game that you model your game after?
You know, I wouldn't say there's one specific guys, but I did watch a bunch of people, and, you know, I watched Derek Jeter and Chase Utley and Dustin Pedroia. Dustin Pedroia I had a chance to watch in college when he was at Arizona State because, you know, I live in Phoenix. So, you know, I was able to watch him play in college and up through, you know, his major league career so far. And that's a guy that I think, you know, I can model my game after, just the way he plays the game, the way he grinds out at bats and just hustles hard, you know, every single time he steps on the field.
When you come in really as a second baseman, you've been a utility guy thus far, but there was a second baseman in this town for a long time with Chase Utley, and there's some similarities between your game and his game. When you look at Chase Utley and the success that he had here, is that something you'd love to emulate?
Yeah, I mean, to be put in the same sentence as him, you know, it's an honor, and, you know, he's been great for so long, and the thing for me when I watch him is the way he plays the game. He just he plays the game hard and in the right way, and I think that's something that every player wants to, you know, play like. Everyone wants to look up to a guy like that and have their game kind of modeled after that, and, you know, the success he's had in playing the game the right way and just kind of grinding everything out is something I definitely want to model my game after.
Well, Scott, you're just getting started in this career, but you got a very interesting guy at the helm here, your manager, Gabe Kapler. And what's it like playing for him? Tell us a little bit about him.
He's awesome. You know, it's for me, the way the game is moving right now, it's you know, all about launch angles and, you know, analytics and stuff like that. And, you know, we brought in Kapler, and for us, it's a lot of new stuff. You know, just learning all this, the analytical side of it, and a lot of it's new, but, you know, over the course of a whole season, I think we're going to start to see how successful the positioning and, the way we, you know, attack hitters and stuff like that, the way we match up. I think we're going to see how successful it really is over, you know, along the whole season.
We're talking with Scott Kingery, Philly's utility player on the Comcast Business Hotline. Scott, you're part of a young core. You got a guy there, Reese Hoskins, and he lit this city on fire with what he did last year. And there's a lot of hope riding on this young core. And you guys, you know, you're part of that now. What is the group of young players like on this team? Are you guys close? You having fun? And you know you guys are going to do something special here in Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's the most important thing is, you know, a lot of us, we all came up through the minors together, and we've won at multiple levels. And now we're all up here together. And, you know, so we already have, you know, we've built chemistry together throughout the minor league years. And, you know, we really do feel like something special is happening right now with the young, talented team we have and the guys we brought in. You know, we feel just positive vibes and just, you know, we're having fun out on the field. We're winning, and it's, you know, it's good for us right now.
Well, what's it like? I know you've only had a couple of games here at home here, but what's it like thus far playing in Philadelphia? And what are your expectations for this team this season?
I love this park and the fans, and, you know, it's been incredible to, you know, this is only my second homestead here, but,
right.
You know, I wish it would warm up a little bit, but other than that, it's been amazing, and, you know, just a lot of fun to have the fans behind you out here. And, you know, when we're having fun out on the field playing good baseball, it's a lot of fun.
Go ahead. Sorry, Scott.
No, I was just saying that, you know, at the team we have right now, and we're striving for, you know, a playoff spot, and you know, we want to get a ton of wins, and we think we have a good club here, so we're ready.
Talking last question for Scott Kingery from the Phillies, joining us here on the Comcast Business Highline. Scott, you've seen what's going on here in Philadelphia. The Eagles win a Super Bowl. The winner teams, both in the playoffs and the Sixers, have something really special going here. Does that, you guys see that as a team and kind of want to, you know, keep up, if you will, and seeing how those teams are getting treated right now, it's pretty special what's happening in Philadelphia sports in total.
Yeah, you just see the excitement, you know, in Philadelphia right now. And it's, you know, it's awesome to just watch these teams, you know, from the same place, just go out there and, you know, with the Eagles and, you know, the Sixers and the Flyers, they're all really successful right now. And, you know, that's something that we kind of feed off, and we kind of want to keep that ball rolling, you know, for our fans and stuff. So it's pretty exciting, and, you know, it's something that we're working for.
Well, Scott, we appreciate the time today, man, and good luck coming up tonight. You got another game against the Pirates in a homestand this weekend, and you get a good chance to get acclimated to Philadelphia. We promise the warm weather will come.
Yeah, it's coming.
This isn't Siberia.
Right.
Yeah, best of luck, and thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There you go. Scott Kingery here. Yeah.